This is Weekend Edition on KUNC. I'm Dan Greenwood. This summer, we're airing stories and memories of rural life from those who work the land and grow the food we all eat. My Farm Roots is a collaboration between Harvest Public Media and KUNC.
I'm Amy Mayer, a reporter for Harvest Public Media. Danelle Meyer grew up on her family's conventional farm in western Iowa. She'd been gone, working mostly in Omaha, for 20 years when she decided she wanted to grow vegetables organically. She had no idea how to do that, so she spent 6 months in an apprenticeship program at the University of California, Santa Cruz, learned the basics of running a small vegetable farm, and came home to see how her dream would be received.
I'm Danelle Meyer, and I own a little diversified vegetable farm called One Farm outside of Logan, Iowa. And right now I'm growing on a half acre next to my parents' land. My parents are conventional farmers, still in business, and most of my life my dad also had cattle, but I've chosen to start growing vegetables and herbs. Let's say maybe 10 years ago when I was just kind of like completely toying with the idea, like making up dreams in my head, I said something and there was resistance at first. And I think it was seen as offensive, like, because I want to do something differently, that means I think you have done something wrong. And that really caught me off guard. That is not how I saw it at all. I was just following my own heart on things. You know, I wasn't being critical of what other people had done. When it was time for me to actually accept the apprenticeship in Santa Cruz, I wasn't sure if I should do it or not. And I did it because my parents told me to do it. I mean, flat out. I called my mom and said, oh my goodness, I just got this phone call from Santa Cruz. What do I do? And my mom said, you go. That's what you do. And my dad said, Danelle, you keep saying that this is what you want to do, and this is your one chance. You have to do this. If you really want to go into this world, you are being given the opportunity right now. And if you say no, you're giving up on your dream. So when he said that, I said, okay, I'm calling him right now and telling him yes. So, I mean, it truly was my conventional farming parents who led me to this whole situation. No one has ever really said this to me, but I kind of feel like if my dad accepts me and my dad's okay with what I'm doing and he's a conventional farmer and he's not, yeah, he doesn't have a problem with it, then maybe that makes me okay to other people too. But I had this older farmer come up to me and say, so I hear what you're doing. Your dad told me what you're going to be doing. I said, yeah. And he just kind of paused and shook his head and said, that's a lot of work. And I said, yeah, it is a lot of work. And I felt like, wow, these guys get it. And even though it maybe wasn't directly communicated, to me, that communicates respect. Like, I respect you because I know that that's a lot of work. And also, I guess through that, they're also saying it's going to be a challenge. Like, good luck with that. But I took it in a positive way.
Harvest Public Media reports on farm and food issues and is a collaboration of KUNC and other public media stations in the Midwest. You can find other stories or comment on this one at harvestpublicmedia.org.